Mark Gebhards. I'm the Executive Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities for the Illinois Farm Bureau.
So to this point, what has been decided? Let's talk about farm policy in particular.
Well, I think one of the significant amendments, if you will, to the farm policy section that the delegate body did this morning was a very simple and straightforward sentence that the Illinois Farm Bureau delegation put forward, and it was accepted by the delegate body, and that reads, if a catastrophic risk program is not achievable, we support producers being allowed a choice of program options. So, in essence, it gives us the flexibility as we continue to try and get this farm bill finalized, the final 4 years of the five-year bill, to have flexibility and look at all the options, all the program options. I know that the southern states certainly want target prices, or the reference there to reference price programs is how it was the terminology that was used in the policy book. That particular individual reference was taken out and again replaced with that amendment that just says we'll look at all program options. So it really allows you a lot of flexibility as you move forward in the debate.
Is that what's referred to as so much as coming away from this meeting with flexibility in policy?
It is, and I think as we enter into the whole deficit reduction budget debate, if you will, we know that the farm program is going to continue to be under scrutiny. You have two different numbers, if you will, from the Senate and the House Agricultural Committee in the Senate side, $23 billion to $36 billion, and where do you land, if you will? And then I think, again, continued pressure to try and address our deficit situation in this country. This allows you the flexibility to look at all those options and say, okay, what fits the best within the budget parameters that we're going to have to deal with the House and the Senate.
This is motivated by the federal budget?
Well, I hate to say that the budget is the issue, but it really is the issue. I think as we move through sequestration, one of the other things that the delegate body did today with reference to our fiscal policy section is said that all program areas should be looked at for reductions, and no one should be exempt from that. So in other words, agriculture has and is willing to do our fair share. We were comfortable with the Senate number of $23 billion in cuts and reductions in the farm program. We've agreed to give up direct payments from that standpoint. And so we're just saying, make sure you look at all programs. Everybody's going to have to do their fair share. So the deficit and the budget really does become the driver as you enter into this whole debate.